I am with Mark. Hello, mate.
Hello, Terry Champ. How are you?
Mate, I'm fantastic. Carlton have won 3 out of their last 5. They've only lost the 2 games in that time span by a combined margin of 8 points. We are a club that has turned itself around, and I'm happy, mate. How are you?
Yeah, look, good again. Thanks, mate. And you've hit the nail on the head. I mean, 3 out of 5 for Tiki. Could have easily been 5 out of 5 if it wasn't for the poor starts against the Western Bulldogs and, of course, Melbourne. But, of course, on the weekend, look, scrappy game, beautiful conditions, although it was very windy, which I guess made it pretty hard for scoring. But it was a very mature and great grinding win, especially in Sydney when it doesn't come around that often. Only 2 times in the last, 26 years, or you could say 2 times within the last decade, if that, we've been able to go to the Sydney Cricket Ground and, you know, get a fantastic win, of course, against the Mighty Bloods.
Absolutely, mate. So, I mean, just the reaction after the game, just of joy. It was the first time we had won at the SCG since Juddy's masterclass in 2011. And if you look further back to that,
yes,
we're talking about 1993 when Anthony Kudamudahudafidis put on a masterclass as well. And the thing that stood out to me was we didn't need a Herculean effort from an individual to win this one. It was a team effort. A lot of guys chipped in. It wasn't Cripps with these 37 touches, 20 contested, 7 tackles, 2 goals type game. It was a balanced approach. It was a mature performance.
Oh, it was. And I mean, this just will build a lot of good character into the team that if we could try and, you know, have games like this where it ain't pretty, but find a way to win, that's going to constitute of what good teams do. I know we're obviously a long way from that yet, but if we can finish off, you know, the last 6 games remaining of 2019 and then build on another pre-season, plus get some big signings, then 2020 and beyond's the sky's limit.
Oh, absolutely, mate. Absolutely. Tell me a little bit about the game, talking about some individuals. Who were some of the standouts for you?
Well, look, again, obviously being the game that was scrappy, but I thought guys like, I mean, Nick Newman against his former club was able to actually probably have, I reckon, his best game for the season. I thought his use of the footy was exquisite. He was able to also take quite a fair few intercept marks as well, gained a lot of metres and coverage up the ground, which was very vital. He's at the SCG. Sam Walsh, believe it or not, the guy, with a kid being only, 19, just recently turned 19, and the tank that he has to run and run and run, it's going to be very scary once he's, 22, 23, and the guy's a future Brownlow medalist, barring, of course, he doesn't get injured, let alone stay out of trouble. He's just a one of a kind, and I'm glad that we managed to hold pick one. And at the same time, I thought another good player or two, look, I mean, Murphy feels like he's been rejuvenated. It feels like he's, you know, mid-20s or even early 20s again. A little bit with Ed Curnow himself as well. Just your leaders are the ones that could really put the group, a young group, I should say, you know, not onto their shoulders, but to just build belief. And I think that's also the big key as well. When you know that you're a very young side, you've only got a handful of veterans that are in there, you know, it's never easy, but I just feel that this has just been a sparked up Carlton that we haven't seen for a long while, but I hope, you know, we can try and back it up this weekend and of course for the remainder of 2019.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. And you know, you make a really good point there. I just think seeing guys like Ed Kono and Mark Murphy play in their, you know, positions that they've really, you know, plied their craft for the entirety of their careers. We're talking about Murphy, who's a born and bred midfielder. He was, and the thing is, this is not a knock on Bolton, because the mindset of Bolton was, let's put these young kids in the midfield, put them in the deep end and watch them rise to the top. And he was willing to cop the, you know, the criticism for that. And he did. And rightly so. And it's not, this is not a shot at Bolton, but what Teague's doing is he's put at Murph right back in the middle. He's put Ed Curto right back in the middle. There are some incredible stats about how many centre bounces they're attending per game since Teague took over. And they're both averaging something like, they were averaging 4 centre bounces per game combined. Now that's up to like 37 combined. And it's fascinating. They're averaging 7 clearances each. Crazy numbers. Murph's contested possession numbers have almost doubled. And then again, play to your strengths. Teague talks about doing your job. Teague talks about playing to your strengths. So look, we're reaping the benefits of that. And mate, we are a dangerous team for those who think they're going to get a percentage boost against us.
Oh, no, that's a big no-no. If anything, I mean, we're probably the reason why that Fremantle have basically collapsed. I wouldn't be surprised if we actually possibly put Adelaide's hopes in a bit of a danger zone, especially how they've got a big game against Essendon this Friday night. So I'm actually looking forward to when we do play them. And then you look at teams like West Coast, Richmond. I mean, yes, Richmond in good form, but I reckon that could be, you know, a future preview, I reckon, of good rivalries to come. And then you look at, of course, with Geelong, they've been a bit flat. And I reckon that will be an interesting one when we do play them down the road. So, no, look, our main focus is to obviously, look, get a few wins as much as we can, but also just shake up the eight and really make it difficult for the rest of the competition to see who really wants it more.
Mate, I've got one for you coming up. Now, I don't want to look ahead too much. I don't want to discount Gold Coast because, you know, we've got to show our respect. And we don't want to put ourselves in a position where we, you know, in quotation marks, think it's just going to work for us. But Adelaide at the MCG in 2 weeks. Oh, Madonna.
Yes, that is big. And considering that the majority of the time in the last decade, we've been able to play them on our home deck, funny enough. So, you know, it's another opportunity.
And there's so much on the line. Obviously, the talk in the media, we know exactly what it's going to sound like. We know exactly what we're in for. I just think we can get them. I really do.
Look, I mean, I'm sort of thinking that too. I mean, the reason why I had been a little bit half... Look, I'm as optimistic as you are as well, but then sometimes you do have to be a bit realistic at the same time. Now, I noticed that, look, unfortunately, I managed to steal back Sydney against our boys. I know they didn't have Franklin and Sinclair, but the big question was obviously going to be, look, over there, we haven't been that great, but were we actually still going to try and turn it around after the Melbourne game the week before? And look, and I'm glad that we did that. But like I said, I think this week actually becomes even bigger. Now, of course, look, we got to understand Gold Coast are in the AFL for a reason. So it's not like it's some VFL team that's covering 18th spot. But in saying that, we need to try and bounce back from the, well, emotional heartbreak that we had early in the year. And we've just got to basically put Gold Coast to bed, hand them the spoon, basically they can have their pick 1, 2, or 3, whatever, because they do need a bit of help. And, you know, we want all sides to obviously do well. But it's very important that we treat this game like it's a big one, not that it's going to be a walk in the park. Because remember, we're 17th and they're 18th. It's not like we're on top of the ladder and we can just rest all our goddamn stars. Hell no. This is big this week. Bigger than any other week.
Just got news through that Anthony Miles has been off in a week, so he will not be playing this week, which is obviously big news for us. Just another big body for them. They're struggling a little bit. They're just really feeling I feel like they're feeling the length of the season. They've got young bodies, younger than us in some sense. And so, yeah, what we've done this season is we've had moments where we've looked good and then we come home to the home fans and disappoint. This is a week where the home fans will get out there. There'll be 30-odd, 35,000 out there. We need to put a show on and just consolidate what we've been able to do on the road in Sydney. And I just think it could have a real momentous effect because we've got the momentum. It's crazy. The story will be written about how we had the 60,000 members at this club, considering we're coming off a 2-win season. And so we want to give those fans something to look forward to next week.
Well, yes, and we want to try and obviously reap the faith to all members and even supporters that we want to try and get, you know, those that haven't signed up right now to obviously get on board. And look, I just want to ask quickly, well, before we go a bit further, would you know maybe the exact tally of members that we currently have? Because I know by the end of July, I think, is the cutoff again for the tally.
Yeah, I believe it's 61,000 members. What I'm going to do is right now, I'm going to go on the website and I'm going to tell you right now, Carlton Football Club, current members, can't find it. Yeah, it's 60,000. I know it's on the website somewhere, so I'll have a look at it as we keep talking. But yeah, look, 60,000 members. Next year, I'll tell you what, if we can finish this season strongly, you know, there's no reason why we can't push for 70 next year. Because, mate, the quotes are coming out about the coaches and everything. You know, they want success immediately. There's going to be pressure on the coach to perform from the get-go. We're talking finals, mate, 2020.
Yeah, well, I think it's saying that. I think last time I even checked myself, there was about 62 and a half, probably I think around 63. I actually managed to do one of those posts on some of the Carlton Group pages. I mean, probably not the one that actually had the other co-host that actually basically decided to get rid of his group. I mean, I'd like to mention the name, but I probably wouldn't, just in case for other personal reasons. But I think it probably goes with the initials of BT. You probably might have recalled that name. Not the Brian Taylor, but another BT that's off a Carlton page. But anyways, in saying that quickly, look, it's two things. One, we've got to treat this game against the Gold Coast like it's fair dinkum serious, because two, if we don't, this could really bite us up the wall and somehow give them a sniff of possibly avoiding the unavoidable spoon.
Yep, exactly right. And so will you be at the game this week, mate?
I should be, as long as I can try and, I guess, finish work early, just try to get through a few personal things. So, yeah, look, at this stage, as of right now, I should be raring to go.
Fantastic, mate. Oh, I'm looking forward to it. It's the Marvel Stadium game. I think it's 2:10.
Yep.
The roof will be closed. Yep. It'll be nice and dry. I'm looking forward to getting there and looking forward to maybe even filming some interviews with some fans afterwards, mate. The fans, they miss you. I can confirm that.
Well, if that's the case, then I'm surprised that I haven't got a private message or anything like that. So we're probably going to do a few more before we can really start getting the Blue Army on board.
Love it, mate. Love it. Any other questions? Any other thoughts that you'd like to raise?
I'll actually ask quickly. This may be slightly off topic, but then again, remember, it's not just Carlton related. We always want to try and get a little bit personal to us good friends here. I will say, how was the experience of Cameron Smith's 400th game milestone to be the first NRL player to achieve that at the Storm?
Yeah. So what did I think of it?
Yeah.
Well, I loved it, mate. I went to the game. It was very cold, but I was there. Great experience. What I loved about it was obviously a lot of attention about Cam, and, you know, in footy, that can be a bit of a distraction. And the Sharks are a team that, you know, have good history against the Storm. But, mate, they were all business. They did not let the occasion get to them. A lot of the pre-game entertainment was all about Cam, as you can imagine. And they just came out and did their job. Started well, and it was just great to see. I thought it was just a monumental moment in Australian sport, really.
Yeah, look, it is. And I mean, this Storm side has just been nothing but an absolute powerhouse ever since they basically came into the National Rugby League. And look, I mean, it still hurts at the same time that you had two premierships stripped of them due to a salary cap breach. I mean, imagine if that was that in the AFL, let alone when we copped it back in 2002. Do you reckon they were going to wipe us our majority of our flags? No, but you know, I think that just shows that the NRL have a bit of balls and the AFL, well, obviously they're still struggling in some departments as far as trying. Did you also hear the news of the Blue Abroad draft?
No, mate. What's the draft?
As in the Supercoach draft.
Oh, mate, you're talking about that competition where I'm just taking the piss, are you?
Well, if anything, we've actually got the big match in the final round before we then have our final system, which we still don't even know what's actually happening there. And can you confirm?
Can confirm, mate. We're playing finals. Finals start in a couple of rounds. So there'll be a playoff.
Is that for the top four?
That's for the top four.
Beautiful. Well, if anything, I could proudly say that even from last week, that you have the big three, us two plus Alex. We cannot go any lower except either one of us could be top, the other could be of second, and the other to be of third, as we've basically diminished everybody else's fatal hopes.
Yeah, we had a little bit of a moment there where Emilio thought he would be making a bit of a comeback, but the cream rises to the top. I now have the hottest super coach player in the league, Josh Dunkley. Mate, Blue Abroad is flying. I got Broads killing it in the ruck. I got Josh Dunkley scoring a 202, and it's all happening.
Funny enough, I managed to pick him up in my classic, and I just thought, you beauty.
You picked him up last week.
Yeah, I ended up getting Dunkley and Shuey.
Dunkley and Shuey. Good pickup, mate. What I'll do is, how about I just have a look at the ladder while we're here. So Prince Harry, a.k.a. Alex Kaiafa, 12 wins, 5 losses. He's on 48 points. As myself sitting second and yourself, Mark, there is 1.7 percentage points that separates the three of us. Isn't that something?
It's a game of inches. It's a game of millimetres. And it would just be interesting to make sure that who can keep which team on the park. So, you know, you get a few injuries here and there, and then it's a matter of can you try and cover it. So, but look, at the end of the day, all these things does provide a bit of luck, but you got to just try and read the news and try and stay on top of it, I guess.
Absolutely, mate. What I'll also do for you right now, here we go. Finals round 20, that's when it all begins. Now, in terms of how many make the finals, well, it doesn't really say it here, mate. It doesn't really say it here, but yeah, we're playing finals starting round 20. That's all you need to know.
Okay, so I believe there'll be a bye week after we have our big matchup.
Maybe.
That will be very, very interesting. Anyways, I do also want to mention, as far as the 3-2-1s, Carlton players, of course, for the game against Sydney. One vote for me, Sam Walsh, just a ball magnet. His tank up and around the ground is just already exquisite. And again, like I said earlier in this podcast, just wait until another 2-3 more years. He'd be running rings around blokes like he could play literally 8-12 quarters within the whole day. Two votes, Mark Murphy, again, pretty similar. He just played his role in his usual position. And again, just the distributor that is always required. And of course, Nick Newman against his former side. Again, he had his best game throughout the season. Was great by foot. Gained a lot of metres up the ground. And again, just a mature head down back to just settle the score. So now pretty quick for me. And again, I'm pretty sure there's not much of a massive preview with this week's game against the Gold Coast. But like we did say slightly a bit earlier, I still feel that this is a danger game because obviously they did get us last time. And of course, for their sake, they'll be probably thinking that this week would be probably their last and only hope to probably try and break a 12-game losing streak.
Absolutely, mate. I had Ed Curnow with... No, not Ed Curnow. Who did I have for three votes? Nick Newman, three votes. I had Matty Cruiser, two votes. And I had 45 hit-outs, mate.
Yep.
Absolutely dominated. And without that, the mids don't get the ball. And I had Sam Walsh for one vote. Mark Murphy, very stiff to miss out on a vote, as was Levi and Ed Curnow and a few others.
No, that's fair enough. I mean, everyone's entitled to their different opinions, which is good because you try to get as many players that have standout games or those that tend to be pivotal. But I will mention in particular for Levi Casbolt, he looked dead and gone. And for the guy that has copped a fair bit of whack, it's good to know that he, just like Liam Jones, they feel like they've just been revitalised throughout their careers. And, you know, wouldn't it be amazing if they were to somehow, and we were to somehow as a club, turn around that quickly and they become premiership players. And then they'll be just like, you know what? We stuck it right up them.
Absolutely, mate. Absolutely. Mark, that'll do me, mate. Looking forward to speaking to you again. See you at the game. And as always, take it easy.
No worries, mate. You too. Go the Blues. Bring it on.